Some people can spin great stories. By all accounts, Frank was a great storyteller, but his audience was just his children. Perhaps that would have been his only audience for his life, if not for another family member who happened to hear some of the wild tales Frank was inventing and telling his kids. In fact, you know one of those stories he told his family, and that story is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
As Caitlin Steubeman explains, it all began with a man named Frank Baum.
He was an odd father for the 1800s. I think he was an odd person in general. Specifically, he was the one that was really engaged with the children at home. He sat down and told them bedtime stories every night, of which they had involvement.
His storytelling not only captivated his children, but someone else in the family.
These bedtime stories just were so wonderful that his mother-in-law told him he was a fool if he didn't write it down, and he did. So his first book was officially published in 1900.
And that book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, was quite wonderful for the money and fame it brought Baum.
He thought that would be it. He wrote down this one story, he was done, but he kept telling bedtime stories with his kids, and that first book took the country by storm.
The book did so well, there was demand for him to keep sharing his stories. And that's exactly what he did.
Over time, he would get endless requests to continue on that story. So he did, until 14 books were written. Then he passed away, a 15th book was published, and then suddenly we have 40 books before the film was made.
Musicals were adapted to the script and began to tour the country in the early 1900s. Baum continued writing and producing, but he died in 1919. The Wizard of Oz was quite popular, but perhaps we would know little of the story of that book from over a century ago if it were not for something that happened 20 years after his death. For that event propelled the story into the minds of children and adults for generations. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Wamego, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.